First, we want to update you on the wilds of Mexican politics. Felipe Calderón has been declared president-elect in Mexico after this summer's very close election. Still, the left is very unhappy. There have been a series of protests, and with the inauguration still a couple of months away, things feel unsettled. NPR's Lourdes García Navarro reports from Mexico City.
Ahí o allá.
Acá.
¿Se acuerdan qué libro?
In Mexico City's main square, the Zócalo, dozens of people wait in line to register for Andrés Manuel López Obrador's national convention, set to take place on Independence Day, September 16th. As they hand over their voter registration card in order to get a pass for the event, some in the queue angrily converge around a visiting reporter.
Tenemos pensado no dejar gobernar a este señor.
Rosalicia Sarabia says, we will not allow this man to govern. We will continue with civil disobedience, says María de la Fe Santibáñez. We will stop paying taxes, we will stop doing a great many things, she says, and maybe it will stop being peaceful. Around them are tents covered in slogans and the names of states that have sent representatives to help with the sit-in. Inside one of the shelters housing residents from the state of Morelos, two portly women scrub pots in a basin of dirty water. There's a makeshift kitchen where people eat and wooden pallets on which people sleep. Few of those taking part in the protest today stay here full time. Rather, they come up for a few days and then go back home to work. Polls show that a majority of people in Mexico believe that López Obrador should end his protest and accept the official result of the election. Still, Mexico is a country with a long history of unrest due to terrible inequality. Right now, there's a countrywide miners' strike and a violent teachers' strike in Oaxaca, and it seems that groups with other agendas are uniting under López Obrador's banner. That could surely spell trouble for Calderón. Sitting at a table in the tent is Raimundo Pérez, a confectioner from rural Morelos. He believes that there was electoral fraud, but he says that's not why he's following López Obrador.
In my region, there is high immigration, which was never a problem before. There is no financial credit for farmers, there are no jobs, there is rising drug addiction, and a terrible education system. What other manner of expression is there than this?
Right now, López Obrador and his party are trying to figure out what comes next. Gerardo Fernández Noroña is a strategist for the leftist. He says the plan now is to self-declare López Obrador president at the convention on the 16th.
He will have a seat of government where he will carry out his political functions. This will be a government in resistance fighting the usurper so that the usurpation ends. There will be effectively two presidents, and we will never dialogue with Calderón or make an agreement. Nothing.
For his part, the official president-elect says that the door will always be open to López Obrador and his supporters. But Calderón also warned his rival in a press conference this week that he will not be deterred.
Be certain that I will take possession of the presidency of the Republic.
While López Obrador's broader support seems to be waning, even those who are not necessarily in his camp still have questions about the election itself. A group of academics and newspapers put in a request to the electoral authorities to conduct a citizens' recount, similar to the one that took place in Florida in 2000. This week, that request was denied. Sergio Aguayo is a political analyst and democracy activist who was part of that group.
For me, that's another irregularity that gives credence to the belief that something is rotten in Mexico, that something smells.
Aguayo says that it seems that things are now moving from a period of political trouble to outright social conflict.
And that has created an extremely complex situation, an imbroglio, from which I don't know how Mexico is going to get out.
Lourdes García Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.